It's Paul Smolin, M.D., your PEDcast host, bringing you informative and entertaining knowledge on a wide range of parenting and child health topics. You have parenting questions, he has answers. And here is your PEDcast host, Dr. Paul Smolin.
Thanks for joining me today. This is Dr. Paul Smolin, your PEDcast host. Now, summer's here, and unfortunately, that means a lot of injuries for children. They're out there swimming, they're jumping, they're climbing, they're running. They're very, very active. So I thought today we would provide you with some information to help you navigate your child from the little league to the big leagues of life, hopefully injury-free. Hold on to your iPod. Here comes another PEDcast. As always, by listening to this PEDcast, you are agreeing to my terms and conditions. One of those conditions is that these PEDcasts are not intended to be specific health advice for any particular child, but rather general learning information for their parents. Now, pediatricians are frequently presented with children who have an assortment of aches and pains. And like most problems in medicine, the answer usually lies in the history, the questions that we ask. And I've learned after 30 years of practice, asking good questions and carefully listening to the answers will usually lead me to the why of most aches and pains. Your child is growing up in the era of sports camps, personal trainers, and almost constant competition. Many are trained like professional athletes. So today we're going to talk about the so-called overuse injuries that are so common in school-aged children and adolescents. I often see young children who are playing on multiple teams, competing daily with year-round competition in whatever pursuit they have chosen. Now, what are their parents thinking about? That kind of intensity would be hard for anyone to maintain, especially a child. So let's explore a little today when it comes to children and athletic injuries. Okay, so let's get into the specifics of the patterns of injury that we see in children. And I'm a simple kind of guy, and I like to keep things very simple. So I always try to find simplicity whenever possible. So in my world, there are two types of musculoskeletal injuries. Those that happen from what I call the big crash. I fell off my bike, and I know exactly the moment I hurt my arm. Or, alternatively, those where no one can even remember when the injury happened. What I call the stealth injury. That probably comes from lots of little injuries that weren't memorable, but one day Johnny's arm started to hurt. That's that simple. Big crash or stealth injury. So that's what I listen for when people are telling me the story of their aches and pains. Now, during this talk, we're going to exclude the big crash kind of injuries, and we're only going to talk about the stealth injuries. The second type of injury, the little hurts that add up over time to something big. Now, the child usually tells me what is causing the pain by telling me what their other activities are. Soccer daily, with travel on a travel team doing competition. Ding, 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 ding. Or, I sometimes hear, tennis almost daily, with coaching, followed by tournaments each week or month. Ding, 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 ding. Or long distance running, adding up to about 40 miles a week. Ding, 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 ding. So you're getting the idea that this is not exactly rocket science. The location of the pain and the activity that the child's participating in tells you what is injured. Remember, these are overuse injuries. They're micro injuries. They're coming from repetitive small injuries. So here's where the injuries usually occur. Either at the end of strong muscles, where they attach to bone, that's called the apophysis, or maybe the tendon is the weak link, and that's called tendonitis, We've all had some experience with that. Or maybe the injury actually happens in the belly of the muscle. Maybe there's some tearing. Or maybe there's overuse and cramping and fatigue. That's another type of injury. Or maybe actually the injury was in the bone, especially the long bones. We call those stress fractures or shin splints is probably the most common location. And then very occasionally we'll see people who have actual joint pain. They have an arthritis from overuse. Well, if you're a longtime Doxmo aficionado, you know I love to come up with what I call Doxmo pearls, little bits of wisdom that make it easy to remember things. So this episode, it was rather easy to come up with a few Doxmo pearls that I think might be helpful for you. Here's the first one. Like all machines, your child's body has limits and is prone to periodic mechanical failures. All machines do this, even our own bodies, particularly little bodies that aren't fully grown. And here's another Doxmo pearl. Pain in muscles and joints is your child's body telling you, the parent, that they need repair time. So as you plan your child's summer activities, keep in mind some common sense guidelines from the American Academy of Pediatrics when it comes to sports and your young athlete. First, at least 1 to 2 days off per week for children who do competitive sports. They need downtime, they need rest time. Second, total amount of exercise time should be increased very gradually. Don't push your child to increase their output too fast. This leads to injuries, especially overuse injuries. Third, young athletes need to take 2 to 3 months off of a specific sport every year. They're not professionals. They need to, vary their exercise, vary their activities. They'll burn out if they just keep going at one sport too long. Fourth, participate in only one team per season. I see this one violated all the time. I see kids playing on 2 or 3 soccer teams in the same season. Fifth, recognize when your child is having overuse injuries or burnout and provide some appropriate rest and recovery. This is where parents need to take the bull by the horns. Even if the child doesn't want to, I think it's important because you want a long-term, durable athlete. You want somebody who, if they really are talented and they really are going someplace with that sport, they're just not going to get there if they get injured too much or they burn out. And six, most of all, remember the purpose of sports. They're supposed to be fun. You're supposed to learn new skills. You're supposed to experience the enjoyment of the team or individual sport. And you're supposed to learn sportsmanship. Now, I know it's radical, but in this episode, I got a third Doxmo pearl for you. And probably the most important one. If a parent gets more excited about their child's participation in a sport than the child does, something's wrong. Let me repeat that one more time. If a parent gets more excited about their child's participation in a sport than the child does, there's something wrong. Well, thank you for joining me for another edition of Doxmo.com. Your comments are welcome, as always, on my blog. Please feel free to send them in. And let's get some conversations started with your questions. Go ahead. Take the plunge. And you medical professionals out there, you're welcome to comment as well. Share some of your experience with our families. This is Dr. Paul Smolin, your PEDcast host, broadcasting from the beautiful Studio 1E in Charlotte, North Carolina, hoping that as your child's school year wanes, that their summer is devoid of aches and pains. Until next time. I want to thank the following people for their contributions to this PEDcast. Seth Jaffe for his creative editing. Sarah Smolin for her digital editing and photography. And Ben Smolin, Jerome Moof, and Robert Beezer for providing this wonderful music you are hearing. Thanks, guys.
By listening to this PEDcast, you agree to all of the terms and conditions found at the DocSmo.com website. This DocSmo.com PEDcast is informational only. Dr. Smolin does not diagnose, treat, or offer specific medical advice for your child. For specific medical advice regarding your child, consult his or her healthcare provider.